What's up, 1515 Air probably presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm all right.
Do you think, well, no, I'm just giving you my thoughts. You chime in if you have some thoughts. I think that the cast who is Rashida, I think Rashida is the only person. Well, I guess Rashida and Yanny, because I don't know how the contracts will work, right? As far as is it your contract with the Love and Hip Hop series or your contract with your city? Either way, both of them have been on there the longest. And sometimes, maybe Rashida probably a little bit longer because, or maybe it's the other way it worked. Because I think it's the reason why we don't see Rashida as much, because they got to pay her way more per episode. So I'm like,
Move her to Real Housewives.
I'm surprised Andy hasn't. But you know what? Andy has not dabbled in any of that, right? Like, he has not taken from any of those.
I think they be just thinking they probably too ratchet. But I just be looking at Housewives and like, none of y'all is wives. So let's just maneuver. I mean, this new cast that they're putting together for Atlanta are semi, well, shit. Portia getting a divorce. Well, no, what's happening with Drew? Shamika's married. Sheree ain't got nobody, but she just a friend of. And it's a new person that I'm not sure who she is. Yeah. What is the wives?
Ain't no wives. So this is season 11, episode 27. It's called Blame Canada. Of course, they were going to use that. Quickly, we start off, we zoomed from Rashida and Kirk at this Boss Moves event. And then there was some shopping for the trip. And then Yandy and Amy complaining about the cold. They were hanging out. And Amy brought up, like, I'm from Detroit. You from New York? And they was like, yeah, but we've been down here in Atlanta too long. Here's the difference. Here's the wild part about it. I don't think I put this in the notes. Where just being in warm weather for a particular amount of time throws you off. Because Amy, for real, is from Detroit. There's a scene. It's real quick. I think before the next day starts, she's calling her mom. And she's like, yo, it is cold.
It's cold, yeah.
Her mama really fixed her lips and said, and her mama from Detroit, it's cold here too. It's only 58 degrees. I said, fam, do y'all know what a 58 degree, whatever, like fall weather in Chicago would be? We're like, oh, that feels nice. It's
amazing. Michael, wear a hoodie.
Now, as long as the wind ain't winding, you know, we good.
As long as the wind ain't winding, you ain't lied.
All right.
Because going over there by the lake, you be like, it didn't drop 10 degrees.
Yep. Spice is cool with everyone on this trip because, again, the list got big and believes the cold would bring them together. Well, for that to happen, Spice is going to have to be open, and she's not open at all. We get an Aquarius versus Pisces moment because this one wasn't – I guess this trip wasn't as much as the girls' trip as the DR trip was laid out to be in Miami because Kirk is here with Rashida, and Mendices was supposed to come. But he had legal issues. Now, here's the thing, too. Production. This was just a throwaway. So, Yandy is discussing at the dinner they have later on tonight why Mendices isn't here. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, you can't have a felony. And if you do, there's some paperwork and some protocol you have to go through. But when we got the news that we come into Canada, we didn't have enough time.
We didn't have enough time, right.
What are we doing? I feel like trips should be laid out. In the beginning,
I feel like all that shit should be laid out before you even start.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I feel like, how long do they record? 3 to 4 months, maybe? How long they been recording these shows?
Shoot. It's been a while. Because remember, they take a break. They took that break in the summer. Because remember, here's how we know. Because, and I don't know if Miami and Atlanta are on the same timeline. Because, no, they're not. Especially how they're shooting, because last episode
I'm about to say they was in like they was quarterly. I felt like they was recording.
So here's the thing: last episode, not the one we just did, the episode before in Miami, we were in the new year because that's why Shay did the photo shoot. That's what she was saying. So
yeah,
this is supposed to be the fall. So obviously we're in 2024. We haven't had the fall yet. So this has got to be 2023 fall because they went to Canada in the fall. So I would say 4 or 5 months. Because when did I want to? Oh, shoot, it would be hard because I think the episode with what's her girl name, Erica. They really cannot say this woman's name for some reason.
Clearly, our former friend. They shot it. What she called it.
Oh wait, no, they shot for a while. They had to take a break because Zell and them got in trouble in the summer.
Yes.
So we know that much. And if you, even if it, the summer is, I can't remember if it was July or August when it happened. Now we're into October, November area. Before, it's a long season. Man, they are.
Forever.
Okay, where we at? Aquarius, Pisces. Oh, because it was Zell and who's old? Kirk. And then the Pisces was Yandy jumped in there. Zell and Santana are still not talking to each other. Jessica and Bambi arrive, even though Jessica and Spice don't have a relationship. Bambi's last trip, and also Bambi was arguing with Spice in the Bahamas. So they go to Calgary, and Carly is there because Bambi's going to be here, and I'm just here to have fun with the girls, even though Carly don't really have any friends, but whatever. So we get...
that. Yeah, I mean, she... Rashida...
That's true. I ever see this friend of Jay.
Yandy.
Yeah, they like her. On the way there, they pull over. One of the groups pull over to take a picture and get hit with the cold. That was the Rashida group. Zell tells the group why Santana isn't there after their big fight. He blames Santana for pushing him to the point where he has to give him the old Zell swag. So I believe this that's what he called. It was Zell, Rashida, Kirk, Sierra. Not Sierra. What's her girl name? Spice. Yandy is in this car. The other one has Rennie, Amy, Sierra, Bambi, Carly, and Jessica. So whoever I left out wasn't in this car because I wrote this list down. Sierra hasn't felt Bambi is the same friend. And I'm tired of this argument about you not. You didn't go as hard for me.
Bambi tired of this argument too.
Yeah, because you didn't go on the internet and fight people for me. Bambi said, I needed a moment to recover. I was having a panic attack, so I couldn't defend you with the Safari accusations. Again, here's the thing. If we can't say Erica's name, we can't say Safari name because this man, y'all have said this man tried to holler at
he
y'all.
He on the show. He's still on the show.
We have never seen. How does he not? How does production now say, hey, Safari, did you try to shoot your shot? Like, he's just gone. None of the guys mentioned him or nothing. And Sierra's like, I don't even know who you are anymore, Bambi. So Carly talks about the Spice attack in the Bahamas and how she didn't provoke her and because she knows how to use her words. And Jessica is on her side and points out how Spice and Shekinah were weird in the Bahamas. Rennie tells the ladies they all need time to just love on themselves and she doesn't condone violence. When they arrive, here's the wild part too. I think it was Spice who was like, is it always cold like this? And he said, yes, it is. And I said, oh, look how far up in the north y'all are.
I was like, did she really ask that?
Yeah, she was like, yo, is it always? And it would be like me going to Jamaica and be like, is it always warm here? They're like, yeah, we don't see no snow. What are you talking about? They get ready for dinner. Amy and Zell and Sierra at the bar talking about Santana's absence. I was like, so we're repeating conversations. I mean, I get that Amy and Sierra didn't hear this, but we
cool. Yeah.
Zell is holding out hope that Santana's going to show up. And Amy and Sierra discuss their drive up and how Sierra and Bambi are agreeing to be mutual with one another. We get to this dinner. I already voiced my displeasure, but I'll bring it up again, that this table wasn't everybody sitting on either side. It had a head of the table, and the head of the table was Spice and Rennie.
Yes.
This is no disrespect to Rennie. I like her. She's a good character. She can't be holding court. Like, you just got here, and you're going to be sitting there telling Yandy and Rashida. But
I think that, I mean, listen, I feel like because she knew, it's why people was like, okay, more than the Yandys and stuff.
Maybe that's it, but boy, it what bothered me, though.
And she ain't coming in on no bullshit. Like, she just seemed genuine. She probably the young. You know how you had, like, the little sister of the group? You're like, damn, I don't want to disappoint little sis. And so, like, maybe that's the energy.
Oh, yeah. I realized Erica Banks didn't get no invite either. She
oh, shit. I felt like chaotic ain't the...
Yeah. They addressed the table. The trip is about having fun due to all the tense energy and get back to being a dysfunctional family. This would have bothered me, though, right? as far as, because Rennie kept pushing, like, we're going to be a family, we're a family. I was like, we coworkers. We're not family. The camera's off. I don't hang out with y'all like that. I'm pretty sure they just pair off in the little groups. And dress warm for tomorrow. Zell is the Bobby of the group because he like, man, we got Sierra and Bambi here. We got Spice and Carly here. So Sierra misses Bambi. She calls Jessica. She's like, Jessica, your new friend. Y'all dressing alike. Y'all long furs. I'm like,
Girl, what are we, 12? Yes.
Jessica takes this opportunity to talk to Spice. She's like, I love everyone here, even Spice, even though we didn't get off to a good start and you didn't want to sit next to me in the Bahamas. And Spice said, I don't even know you.
I am a bit worried about Jessica.
Let's save it. Let's save Jessica because, boy, okay. I have it. When she goes.
Okay. I'm concerned. Somebody go check on her.
Jessica, listen, this is the hint I'll give y'all for those who don't watch and just listen to us revamp this. It was giving Wendy Williams vibes when y'all saw that Lifetime documentary. I was like, what is going on here? Spice don't have no apology for Jessica. So Rennie brings up how they should be there for each other and they be a family. And Sierra says, Bambi, I don't want to fight. And I don't want to be in a weird spot. And so I think it was Zell was like, man, y'all should just apologize. And they said, we have done that, but we stuck moving forward. So
because people talk too much, if you're gonna end it and then don't have a conversation with nobody else about it, because all y'all do is talk to each other and rearrange everything y'all said playing the game of telephone, and now you're back at the start of, well, I don't fuck with this person because this person just said this.
Exactly. The dinner, then I wrote here, this dinner is showing that they don't know how to quote unquote show no more, or they over it. They were struggling to have conversations. Like Bambi was struggling to get her words, like, we talked, and I said, fam.
I was a bit confused by the dialogue myself. I was like, these sentences don't seem or feel complete.
I was like, yo, I wanted some Real Housewives vibes, because their dinners be either, it's going to be funny, it's going to be some tension, it's going to be some sex talk. Yes. Something.
I hate to say this, their conversation seemed very grammar.
Immediate, redundant, elementary.
It was elementary. There we go. It was given very elementary. Like they couldn't think.
Yeah, of what to say. That's what I was like. Oh, they over this.
It was so cringy.
So
I don't even know if they was over it though. Like I'm worried about their like capacity. Like they didn't have the bandwidth to do it.
It felt like that. And then this would bother me too, right? It's almost like, but again, it feels like they already got paid. They know, everybody in this scene know, oh, this, they're going to air this. There's too many of us here, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So at one point, towards the end of the dinner, and you don't know it's the end of the dinner, but this is what happens. They bring up Spice coming at Bambi in the Bahamas. Sierra says, I checked Spice on that. Spice was like, huh? What? Yeah, we got an early morning tomorrow. And I was like,
well, I dislike Spice more and more.
Yeah.
Every episode.
There's been people calling
him out. I hate when they do the flashbacks sometimes because you forget something happened or was said or whatever. And now I'm seeing them and I'm like, yo, Spice, what was the reason, sis?
It made no sense. I was like, Sierra was in the right.
You was just angry all the time and jumping down people's throat and not listening. So whatever, I know we're finna get that, but even when her and Jess reconcile in the
thing,
I'm
annoying.
Like, this could have been done the night before because you just didn't want to listen. Or one thing I learned about Spice is you can't never be wrong unless the other person is wrong.
Yep, that bothered me. I was like, this did happen. We saw it. It aired. It's like, what are we doing? So back in the room, Carly, Bambi, and Jessica talk about the weird dinner. Jessica wanted them to defend her when Spice shaded her in the Bahamas, and she brought it up. She's like, no one stands up to Spice. And she wonders, how is Spice on a healing journey but not open to healing? Instead, she's ignoring the problem.
Exactly.
Jessica sticks up for Sierra, too. She's like, yo, I feel like she loves you and to Bambi, and, you know, she's doing her best. Jessica notes she is tipsy. And my favorite part of this was when Carly, the scene ends with, why we gotta be fake? And Bambi says, because that's who we are. That's what we do. We're the fake bitch crew. And it goes off. The next day, they got some snow day activities. I wrote 58 degrees is not cold. I was like, what? It wasn't 50. That's the conversation. They go up to the mountains. One group is going to be dog sledding. The other one is snowmobiling. Which one would you have picked? Snowmobiles?
Snowmobiles.
Yeah. It's because I forgot which one. It was like, it's kind of like jet skiing on the snow. And he was like, yeah, but the throttles are way more sensitive on the snowboard.
Snowmobiles is what I'm thinking. Like, which one is like ATV? Yeah. Or, yeah, like whatever. Yeah.
So Spice went from fun to terrifying because of the coldness. And sometimes the dogs would be running, then the dogs be chilling. They don't get paid enough for this. So on the snowmobiles, Zell and Sierra had got stuck. And then Carly tried to help. But by the time she got over there, they figured it out. And then she got, quote unquote, stuck. On the way back, this episode really moved quicker. I forgot this is the end of this. Shout out to Miami for giving us more to talk about. I'm at the 15-minute mark. I apologize. This is nothing. Maybe, you know what? Maybe Jessica Wilding will give us something to talk about.
Somebody go check on that girl.
Jessica's in the car with Spice, Rashida, Yandy, Sierra, and Kirk. Spice asked Jessica if you were trying to pull something out of me last night. Jessica was like, yo, you hurt my feelings and you wouldn't acknowledge it. That's all. Instead of Spice saying, like, how did I hurt your feelings? Let me acknowledge. No, you hurt my feelings too when you interfered in the Bambi
situation. That's what I'm saying. It's all about me. And it's driving me insane because I'm like, how do you not see this? And I think because I deal with these type of people in my real life is why I'm so triggered by it. I'm so sorry. But... Gee, like, she really sit there and act as if she does nothing wrong until the other person say, oh, yeah, I fucked up. Oh, well, then I guess yeah. I could have fucked up, too.
So,
no. Do you not watch these episodes, bag? You come in on 20,000 every single day. Yeah. I ain't never felt bad for Carly, but I swear I be feeling bad for Carly.
Yeah, and the thing, what adds to the frustration is Spice acknowledges, on this healing journey, she's like, I was just so angry. I was so mad. But then when people call her out. But
you're
only
saying it to you. You're not talking to these people. You're not apologizing for your actions. You're not taking accountability in this sense, but not with that person. And then you think by the time I see you again, we're supposed to kumbaya or act like ain't shit present. And then I bring it up because you think you faked healed past it, that you don't have to continue to have this conversation, but you do. And if you can't continue to have a conversation, then did you really heal?
No, not to me. But this bothered me too, because she was like, oh, you hurt my feelings, Jessica. You know what Jessica does? Takes accountability. She's like, you know what? You're right. I had preconceived ideas about who you were. You know, that let us interfere, blah, 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 blah. Then Spice was like, oh, I can apologize because now I remember.
Made my ass itch.
But in between that, Jessica White looks in the camera and said, there is a rude awakening in 2024. Due to the government plans. And I'm like, huh? So this is her reason for not having beef with anybody, because she don't have time. Her plan is to buy a farm, get some livestock, have a baby, find a man she can stomach, and live her life. She don't have time to be fighting with Spice. Yo,
hope Jess see a therapist, because that little rant alone says so much.
I was like, what is going on? She's like, a rude awakening is happening in 2024. And I was like, huh?
It's just that she's been so loose compared to the, and not loose like in a hoey type of way. Like the first half of the season, you could tell that she was like,
she was reserved.
Like, I'm going to come on. I'm like, I'm not like she unprofessional, but like, this is a job. I show up and do this. Now it's like, she been drinking. She's sitting like, what the fuck ever? I know you was going through some stuff like on the show that we were so happy that you showed us, like the whole, you know, she wanted to have a baby. We have a surgery. I don't know if she can type of thing. Like, you giving us all that. I'm like, maybe this is her like in a time, in a space, and she drinking, but it's, you can see it. Like, you're going to watch back these episodes and be so mad.
Yeah. There is a before surgery Jessica and an after surgery Jessica. Yeah. Like when she was there with her sisters, and now when she just popped up, something has changed. It has switched in her. And I'm like, what is going on? And we missed a lot. Like, y'all should be shooting with her sisters.
Y'all should have been shooting with her. Listen.
Because something is going on. Next time, we get some curling. Jock has a kickball event, I guess, with the family.
I actually missed the next one.
Yeah, so Gloria going to be there. Kendra said, that's cool. I ain't meeting the bitch. And I'm like, golly. Yandy is trying to avoid breakup season. She's telling Rashida, like, a lot of people breaking up. So she FaceTimed in DC's and he's still mad at her. Carly bothers me because she is breaking down in tears and says she has nobody, which is fine. Maybe romantically. Maybe your friendships ain't the tightest, but you have a whole fucking daughter who just had a child. So
that's true.
But listen, she could be right. And they on the outs. And if they are, and we didn't shoot that shit, what are we doing here?
Like, yes.
What's going on?
Yes.
And then, so then Spice starts crying and be like, nobody loves me. And she's like, Cardi's like, this is what she do. Like, I'm having a moment and now Spice is having a moment. Like, what is
come
going on?
Come on. Yes. Come on. Cardi ain't right too many times, man.
No, but, you know, a broken clock. All right. That is it. So, man, I wish Atlanta gave us more, but Miami did give us a little bit more to talk about.
I think they give us more because the shit's so fake.
Yeah, the Atlanta, Zell trying to be the rock star. Gael is doing a good job of being the rock star, of just causing mess or whatever. But yeah. Anyway, I guess the quick thing, because a lot of people were talking about this fight that Zell and Santana had. And I guess people are coming at Santana for how he treats Zell. And this, I don't know if they being for real or they want to get a response right. Me, I don't feel like they were ever together. So I feel like I'm watching a TV show. They were like, you are so mean. You're not affectionate, blah, blah. And Zell, I mean,
it is kind of like, you know what? Saucy Santana gives the vibe of, my person cheated on me and I decided to take them back, but you got to feel my wrath for quite some time. Like, that'd be the energy he give me with Zell.
Yes. So they were coming at him and was like, oh, you feel like you don't like Zell. You're not affectionate, blah, blah. And his response was, you're not lovey-dovey with your partner all the time, so I don't be lovey-dovey. And I said, wait a second. It's not the fact that you're not lovey-dovey with Zell. It's you are mean. Like, and how does the camera not catch any sweet moments with y'all?
Yeah.
That's the problem. All right. That is it. That's the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
As I share, you follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on the Snappy Chat. And I'm Miz with the Z, Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515F. Check it out, the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye.